To Beirut now, where anger is building over after officials admitted yesterday's catastrophic port explosion could have been prevented. As the capital continues to smoulder, an email trail has described the more than 2,000 tonnes of ammonium nitrate as a floating bomb, with an inspection 6 months ago of the warehouse indicating it had the potential to blow up the city if it wasn't removed. And as Bridget Burke reports, with the numbers of dead, injured and missing continuing to rise, an investigation is now underway into years of inaction and negligence.
Her dream day torn apart by the biggest explosion ever to hit the Lebanese capital. Radiant in a long white gown and veil, yesterday Isra Sablani was smiling and posing for wedding photos in the city square when the most powerful explosion ever to strike the Lebanese capital forced her to run for her life. The scene was shattered by a deafening roar as a powerful shockwave, similar to the force of a nuclear explosion, nearly blew her off her feet, raining down debris and glass. Today, she returned to utter devastation to collect her belongings from the hotel where she was supposed to stay after her wedding reception.
What you see now, the smile and everything, it wasn't there totally yesterday. I was shocked. I was wondering what happened. Am I going to die? How I'm going to die?
Yesterday's explosion wreaked havoc across Beirut, a city already scarred by years of civil war, bombing and assassinations. It sent a mushroom cloud into the sky and could be heard as far away as Cyprus. At least 135 people have been killed and more than 5,000 others injured. Not only are hospitals overwhelmed, but three were put out of action by the explosion itself. Swathes of the city are damaged, even ruined, and tens of thousands of people have no home fit to live in. On the streets today, grief and disbelief mixed with anger.
I don't think we have many options. What can we do? Even if they investigate, what's done is done. Many people died, hundreds have died, and even people who didn't die, we feel dead inside, you know? There's nothing to say.
Initial investigations are pointing toward years of inaction and negligence as the cause. Highly explosive materials were stored at the port for 6 years without safety measures, according to President Michelon, who toured the site. 2,750 tonnes of ammonium nitrate used in fertilisers and bombs. An inspection 6 months ago found it could, quote, blow up all Beirut if not removed, according to a port employee. A fire started at a warehouse, but it's not clear yet how, although there are suggestions it may have been a welder working on a door. Lebanon's cabinet has decided to place all port officials who oversaw storage and security since 2014 under house arrest. But it wasn't clear how high up the seniority ladder that order would reach. And the port's general manager said customs and security had long asked authorities to remove the material, but nothing happened. Ordinary Lebanese, who have even before this lost their jobs and watched savings evaporate in a financial crisis, are blaming politicians who have overseen decades of state corruption and bad governance. This is Jemez Street, usually chic, full of bars and restaurants. This bakery owner says he lived through the war but has never seen anything like this. How cheap is a human being in this country, he asks. Beirut was destroyed in an instant. This woman describes the noise moments after the explosion.
The sound was really huge, so we really thought there was a bomb in the apartment. So we were all beginning to shout. No one understood what was happening. Then we went, we took the car, we started going, but the roads were closed. So we parked the car here. And someone took us, we just did an auto stop. Someone took us, we went to Brumana just to go to the hospital because my boyfriend was bleeding. And we were like shaken up and stuff. Then we went to the hospital. Hospitals couldn't take us. There were like no rooms anymore, nothing.
This priest was live streaming mass when the blast hit. Beirut was also under lockdown because coronavirus cases were rising. The intensity of the blast threw victims into the sea where rescue teams tried to recover bodies. Many of those killed were port and customs employees, people working in the area or driving in the rush hour. For many, it's all too much.
I'm leaving tomorrow. I can't. I can't. I can't stay here. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
While the international community, including the Red Cross and civil defence teams, have offered aid, there remain growing concerns over the effects on food security as the port is no longer able to be used, making it harder for Lebanon to import food, fuel and other much-needed goods. For Checkpoint, Bridget Burke.